Welcome to Linux in the Shell, Episode 4, The Paste Command. My name is Dan Washko, and I will be your host. And up front, I want to thank Hacker Public Radio for supporting my efforts in this show, and I hope you enjoy it. But I also hope that you go over and visit the website and read the entry for Episode 4, The Paste Command, either before listening to this audio or soon afterwards, to solidify the paste command in your mind. Paste command is a very simple command, and what it does is it takes one or more files and pastes the line, each of the lines of those files together consecutively. So, for instance, you can have two text files. Let's say the first text file has A on one line, B on another line, C on a third line, and D on a fourth line, and then the second text file has numbers. One on one, the first line, two on the second line, three on the third line, and four on the fourth line. So if you were to specify paste file 1, file 2, you would get the output would show A tab 1, the next line would be B tab 2, and then C tab 3, 4 tab D. Well, D tab 4, sorry, I mixed that up. So essentially what it does is it takes those two files and pastes each line of those files together consecutively. Now you can specify more than two files. You can paste as many files together as you want. So let's make it easier on my tongue and say file 1 has numbers, file 2 has letters, and file 3 has flowers. And we'll say daisy, tulip, violet, sunflower. So if we were to paste all three of those files together, you would get 1 tab A tab daisy, 2 tab B tab tulip, 3 tab C tab violet, and 4 tab D tab sunflower. Very simple. You can specify a delimiter instead of the tab, which is a default, by passing the option dash dash delimiters, and that's plural, equals, and then the delimiter in double quotes. So for instance, if I were to do the same thing I just said, paste dash dash delimiters equal open double quote, comma, close double quote, and then file 1, 2, 3, what I would get would be, instead of tabs separating them, commas. So I would get 1, comma, A, comma, tulip, 2, comma, B, comma, violet, and so on. Now understand that delimiters, if you specify just one, that's the one it's going to use. But you can specify a delimiter, a list of delimiters, to go between each input or file. So for instance, in the case I just said, I could have passed as delimiters, comma, and then equal sign. Really odd thing, but what would happen is I would get, when I pasted those together, paste dash dash delimiters equal open double quote, comma, equal sign, close double quote, file 1, 2, and 3, I would get 1, comma, A equals tulip, 2, comma, B equals daisy. Whatever the flower was. Now, I can't remember what the flowers are, but you get the picture. It specifies, it uses the delimiters that you specify in order. Now, if it just so happens that you specified a third delimiter in this case, say a question mark, what happened then is it would just ignore that third delimiter and not use it. So you would just get the comma and the equal sign being used, and it would just ignore that third delimiter, unless you added on a fourth file. Now, there's one other option that the paste command takes, and that's the dash S option, and that's to serialize what you wrote or what's being pasted together. So instead of the output being the file, line 1, pasted with line 2 right next to it, it would kind of turn it on its head and represent that instead of it being vertical, it would be horizontal. So line 1 would be the entire file, but each line would be on a horizontal line, would be the horizontal line. So if I were to pass the dash S with the delimiters, the comma delimiters, to the paste using file 1, 2, and 3, what I would get on line 1 is the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, all separated by commas. And then on line 2, I would get A, comma, B, comma, C, comma, D. And then on line 3, I would get the flowers, daisy, comma, tulip, comma, violet, comma, sunflower. So it would kind of, an odd way of doing it, but that's what it does, serialize it. Instead of representing it in columnar format, it represents it out in rows horizontally. Each line is, you know, each line of that one file is on the same line, and then underneath it is the next line of there. So kind of flips it and reverses it on its head. The last thing I want to say about the paste command is that as opposed to passing all files, you can pass standard in by representing it with a dash. So instead of a file name, if you have a dash in there as one of the place of a file, it's going to allow you to accept input from standard in. Now, that would be an example would be to echo or cat another file or something. Something that has output in the format that you're looking for that's going to produce lines. And pipe that into the paste command. Or if you don't have something, a command or action, piping something into the paste command is going to accept standard in from the keyboard. And you could do that yourself. You would type paste the text file 1, which is the numbers, and then dash, and it's going to present you with a prompt waiting for you to enter something, so then it would echo back out that line. And doing it that way, you can see how it works, but it's really not too practical or useful. So that's basically the paste command. Very simple command. Paste files or together line by line. You can specify a delimiter or a chain of delimiters. Make sure they're in double quotes. By default, it uses tab. Or you can specify a bunch of files and standard in place of one of those files. I thank you for listening. Again, check out the website so you can get a read-up on this and probably get a better picture of how the serial works. That's something more visual than representing it verbally. And also gives you the opportunity to check out the video that corresponds with this entry so you can see it in action. My name is Dan Washko. I thank you. See you in 2 weeks, and I really thank Hacker Public Radio. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.